Have you ever wondered why you aren't getting the results, relationships, or life that you want, or why some of your clients run into the same problems? I'm certified life coach Lindsay Pullman, and I'm here to tell you that there's nothing wrong with you. There's just more to understand about the multifaceted beauty of the human body. I believe that being trauma-informed is an essential standard of care for coaches, and I'm here to support life coaches who recognize that there is so much more than mindset work when it comes to supporting ourselves and our clients responsibly. So glad you're here. Come on in.
Hey everyone, I'm so glad that you're here today. Been working with my curly hair for anyone watching. We're working on it. I'm going to share something a little bit personal with you today that you might not think is related, but it for me is related. Have you ever known or talked to or been that person who didn't want to do something because they wanted to like almost be the thing, even though the thing they wanted to do was the thing they needed to achieve the thing? What comes to my mind when I think about this is, you know, I have had times in my life, especially postpartum, where I wanted to be in better shape before going to the gym. I've had times not postpartum where I wanted to be in better shape before doing a race or starting to swim again or playing tennis again or something like that, right? That like perfectionism can be so subtle and so sneaky. One thing I see with coaches oftentimes is they'll come to me and they're ashamed. They know they want to invest. So they know they want to do this thing, but they're ashamed because they don't have clients, because they haven't had more clients, because they haven't brought in a certain amount of money that they thought that they should have had based on whatever construct they've created or someone else has created for them, maybe their partner in their business. And while I'm not someone to make promises about exact financial results with clientele, because our journeys are so unique and varied, if more money is something that you want, it's definitely possible that Advanced Relationship Trauma Certification for Coaches or any of my certifications can help you remove money blocks, especially if the one big relationship you choose to work on in the program is money. In my certification programs, most, if not all clients choose one big relationship to work on. And they do that so that as they're learning all this, you know, ivory tower information from our almost 400-page workbooks, you can be self-applying and integrating with respect to whatever it is, whatever relationship is feeling sticky to you right now. Okay. So I have a fair amount of clients who choose money. I have clients who choose religion, who choose their partner. They choose themselves. They choose an institution or an experience. But it's, you know, everything really is a relationship. And the way that you do one thing does affect everything. And so in a lot of ways, it doesn't matter which relationship you pick perfectly for the program. But if money is on point for you, or if that's kind of what has been in your face, you can choose that in the program and make some major momentum with respect to removing money blocks around these belief systems. Because a lot of that idea of needing something to be just right before doing the thing, it's embedded in a lot of perfectionism, right? And potential trauma responses as well. And so I just want to offer that up to any of you listeners who feel that pull or that desire to invest, but there's also that other pull that's like, no, you've got to be better first, or you've got to be this first. And the thing is, there can be truth to that, right? I'm not going to say that like we just ignore and override those parts of us, right? And just be like, yeah, whatever, I'm doing this thing. That's absolutely not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is it could be helpful to start teasing out, well, what is that? Where is it coming from? Is it from this, you know, embedded, internalized perfectionism that I have, that someone's or society has placed upon me? You know, what is that, right? So you could check in to see where that's coming from, because maybe there is some warning call that feels intuitive and grounded that is worth listening to. And also, maybe there's other stuff coming up that's more of, you know, a trauma response, or not a real threat, but a perception of a threat that has more to do with some of your wounding around money or self-investment or being worthy of self-investment, even if you decided never to make another dime again as a coach. Okay, so I'm just going to ask you some questions to see if it's helpful for you, if money is kind of one of those things that's holding you back from potentially self-investing. When it comes to earning what you earn, or what you haven't earned in your career as a coach, what if there was always a reason? Like if you were to say, it makes sense that I have earned blank, or it makes sense that I haven't earned blank because, what would you say? If you were to able to get into this energy of curiosity and compassion and love the way that you would for maybe your best friend or your child or your puppy, it makes sense that, okay? Another thing you could ask is, you know, what if that part that I've diagnosed as, quote, self-sabotage was actually intelligent and protective? And what if instead of going into shame spirals, we got curious and compassionate? And what if, as we observe our past shame spirals or judgment spirals, we don't judge ourselves for those spirals and just like layer and take it on, right? What if there's more to earning money than the society acclaimed hustle, discipline, willpower, manifestation, affirmation, ideas, and attributes? Right? What if it was more than that? And you know what I want to just toss out there, my friend? If money is something that you have been struggling with, and you have been trying the mindset work, and you've been trying to do what other people are saying, trying more hustle, trying more discipline, habit stacking, willpower, all manifestations, positive affirmations, all the things, and it has not happened, it's not because you're doing something wrong, okay? It's probably because it goes deeper than this prefrontal cortex business, okay? There are probably some blocks, potential wounding to take a look at, potential traumas, potential inherited stuff to take a look at, and maybe feel and process and release so that you can receive the way that you want to, because that flow is there, all right? The flow of money is there. It's a lot of times what I see is it's more a matter of just releasing resistance, releasing the blocks, you know, cleaning out little dams, if it was like a river, right? Just cleaning out little dams and twigs and things like that. So what's meant to come to you comes to you naturally and organically. So it doesn't have to be this push, push, push like salmon swimming upstream. Okay. It's more like, what can I release? Okay. I used to think when I wasn't earning as much as I wanted to as a coach, I used to think it was because there was something wrong with me and I wanted to be more disciplined like my colleagues. I would think about people who were making more money than me. And I'd be like, oh yeah, they're disciplined. They're this, they're this, they're this. Hey. But at some point, I just realized that shame and judgment was not working. It was not doing it for me. And I decided to just kind of slip into this, you know, I would say pseudo belief that maybe everything is right with me. Maybe I am already worthy, resourceful, and whole. Right. And then maybe I had to like try it on before like really believing that. And I'm not saying I believe it perfectly today, because stuff still comes up around varied subjects. But for me, I needed to look and bring consciousness to constraints and tethers and belief systems that were holding me down and keeping me from receiving the things that I wanted so that I could open myself up to receiving a new life, living into new planes and paradigms. Like our breath and our breathing, an in-breath always follows our out-breath, okay? And so what if in order to receive more, maybe it's money, the energy of money, what if it had to do more with feeling, processing, releasing emotions, trapped stuff that could be stuck and stored in our bodies, be it a belief system, a relationship, a thought, a trauma, a childhood wound, or something else. And it doesn't even have to be money related. Okay. There have been times where I have set money goals for myself and the stuff that has come up for me to release in those months where I've set those giant goals had, in my eyes, with my logical brain, had nothing to do with money stuff. But was there a release? Were there releases that opened me up and opened up space in my body to receive? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. It can be complex and layered, but it can also be simple as well. And you know, again, if you're judging yourself because of where you are not at yet with your business or whatever it is in your life, you're almost like that judgment. Sometimes a way I think about it is just, it's almost like adding pesticide to your belief garden, right? We all have these belief gardens. We all have these vines and flowers and plants and bushes and trees growing in our belief garden. Some were planted by us. Some were planted by, I would say a lot were planted by other people, by our parents, by culture, by society. And you know, now that we're adults, we can look at this belief card and be like, what's here? What do I want to nourish? What do I want to discard? What do I want to prune? What do I want to plant? What do I want to like weave together, right? And create that's like never been created, okay? And this judgment crap that has been placed upon us, to me, is it's man-made. It's not organic. It's like toxic and yuck, right? And it just can just permeate and affect our garden from growing the way that it's meant to. And so, yeah, are there any pesticide-y beliefs or thoughts that you want to get rid of? Let's release those. And if there are any that you can just release today, push pause for a minute and release that. You do not need that anymore. Maybe you did. You probably did to get to where you are or to achieve certain things that you have achieved. And that's probably why it might feel so intense that you need to keep doing that thing in that way to get the thing. But I'm telling you, judgment, shame, fear, it is not going to get you to that level that you're wanting to get to now. And so if that's being reflected in your coaching practice where you don't have the clients that you have, you don't have, you know, you're not bringing in the money that you have, there's nothing wrong with you. You are not broken. There's nothing bad or something that you're forgetting or missing. You're not, it's not about discipline. It's not about those things, right? It might just be that there's stuff to release. Okay. And back in the day, I released the belief that I had to do something perfectly or have something figured out perfectly before investing, right? Oh, I have to figure this out before I'm worthy to invest. I have to prove myself to myself or to my partner or something to be worthy of that, okay? And I have felt that tightness before in other areas or arenas of my life, like I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, but also that wasn't actually helping me do the things I wanted to do, okay? I needed a mentor that I trusted who could support me with some of these beliefs or ideas with my blind spots. I needed this before I expanded and exploded my business. I needed someone who could hold my vision for me while I ebbed and flowed in belief. And trust me, I did. I have done. I still do. And when I am ebbing and flowing, I reach out. I find support through mentors, coaches, colleagues. I make sure I have people that can sustain my belief for me as I step, you know, into these new levels of belief around what it is that I want to receive based on my desires. And we're always worthy of the desires that we have. So if money, if thoughts about money or belief system about money or, you know, inherited traumas about money are holding you back from self-investing, just check in. Well, I'm going to give you some questions that you can ask yourself. One of those is, does it make sense to invest in me if I'm the technology, right? If you are an entrepreneur running a business, if you thought of yourself as the software that you need to invest in, would it make sense to invest in that software before you see more returns? Okay. And if you are, you know, 1, 2, 3 years into your coaching practice, does it make sense that we might have growth years where there's slower growth because we got to make sure things are working in the system? The operation system is good and set up to operate sustainably, right? What if that's okay? What would be different if you fully trusted yourself to co-create and trust in co-creative powers to make all your desires come true? What would be different if you weren't afraid of what anyone else around you thought, including that partner of yours, okay? Including those friends of yours who aren't entrepreneurs, who just don't get it. What would you need to know in order to make this idea of self-investing in something that you want just like a hell yes? Now, if you need help with clarity, if you want help with these beliefs, if you need help advocating for your desires around money or some other big relationship in your life that feels, you know, that you're maybe relating this to, we are holding space for you in ARTC for coaches. Our community is so lovely and we know how to hold space. And we also like to meet up for fun international retreats. And we want to help you shift some of that sticky stuff around your biggest, toughest relationships, whether that's money or something else. And I want you to know that it's possible and you only have desires that are possible. And if you're considering signing up for ARTC for coaches, just pay attention to how you feel in your body right now as you listen to this episode. Sometimes that can be the biggest indicator of what makes sense for you. Okay. Sometimes we can like be in someone's energy and be like, yes, yes, yes. And then when we're just thinking or considering that, we forget about how good it felt to hear things that we heard. And then those rational parts of our mind can kind of like discount, dismiss, or convince us otherwise. So hopefully this has been helpful for you. If you sign up for ARTC for coaches, we have amazing weekend bonuses going on. Amazing bonuses for your loved one as well. You can also get lifetime access to my husband's Chainbreaker program if you sign up for this advanced certification, which is pretty amazing. So let me know how else I can serve and support you. I hope to see you in the next cohort. Talk soon. So are you ready to become a part of our forever community of trauma-informed coaches? Go to lindseypohlman.com and see if my advanced certification is a fit for you.